want coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
Oh. You're so silly.
We can thank Ralph for providing us that sounder.
God. Oh. We're going to continue to hear it, huh, Eric? Hi, Mr. A.
Welcome, everyone.
Mr. A. Eric, good to see you.
Hi. Welcome back, Dina.
Thank you, Eric. Hi, old man. Thank you, Eric. Oh, I better share the show. I always forget to do that.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric, coming to you live from across the United States of America. From the shores of Georgia to the mountains of Washington State, with a little stop in the state of Colorado.
Hi, Toddles. Hi, Steptoe. Good morning, everybody. Hi, the only crazy lady. Hi, Scott.
Very exciting day. Very exciting day for the old man. Mm. His partner in crime is back, Dina Jo. It's good to have you in the house.
Thank you. Thank you. It's nice to be back.
I missed you.
Mm-hmm. I missed everybody, and I missed you too, I guess.
Here we go. That's my girl. Grammy filled in, did a fine job. She was a lot of fun. She was thinking about joining today. I don't know. I don't know when, but I'm imagine she might pop in on us today. She was currently asleep when I looked at her. She was in
yes. And wait, Mr. Ace filling. He was the first one in, and we didn't even congratulate him and say, Mr. A, you're the first one in.
Mr. A, first one in.
Hey, Yasha.
Mr. A is the first one in, people. Yeah.
Mr. A, our welcome, Yasha.
Ralph, J-Baby.
J-Baby.
It's good to see everybody. Welcome. Come on in. Come on in. Grab a cup of coffee. Yeah. Oh, good times, good times. I tell you what, I did a little sneak preview because it's Thursday. It's pre-Friday today. I did a little sneak preview of the stats. I'm telling you what, people are getting into this downloading stuff. Yeah, there's some movement going on in the top five. Moving. So, yeah. Watch out, everybody.
Uh-oh. Has Washington been downloading like crazy?
I ain't saying a word, you know.
Oh. Hi, George. Welcome.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Ralph.
Steptoe is saying UK's got to be up there this week. Yeah, we'll see. We'll say, J Baby saying game on. See, I probably shouldn't have said anything because now I stirred the slap squad.
Yeah.
There's going to be some phone calls being made when the show's over. It's good to have everybody around. Good to be here. It's good to be here.
Good to be back. Thank you, everybody.
Yes.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Radio Project.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
I just swallowed something. Wrong tube.
Uh-oh.
I'm all right.
I always ask if somebody's okay when they're choking. Are you okay? Like they can't answer you. Yeah, they're choking.
Grammy and I just had that conversation just the other day. She was choking. I went, are you all right? And she's going,
I can't talk.
I think I'm okay. I
almost had something going on the wrong tube.
Oh, I hate that.
That is a poor design, I gotta tell you right now. That is a poor design, the way our our throat. They have that little switch in there, that little flappy piece of whatever that's supposed to control what goes down which tube.
Oh yeah. Man,
yeah. Yeah, no. I just seem like I find myself choking a lot. And then Grammy's always like right there looking at me. Are you all right? No, I'm choking. And it's your, this is Grammy's thing. Do you need some water? I can't breathe or swallow right now. Thank you. You know, she's always there trying to help me. What I needed to do is just come up behind me and give me a big old smack right in the back, middle of the back of my back, and dislodge what I'm choking on. Yeah. Oh, great. Oh, great. I just said that. She's going to listen to the show.
Yeah, she's going to give you a nice big smack. Just come by. Whack. Yeah. Well, you said you needed it every once in a while. Just
I
making
sure. I heard you
sure.
say that on the show. I heard you say that, so I'm going to smack you. A man cave. Hey, it's funny that you're there because I saw this. I'm not one that's really into surveys. You know, surveys and taking polls and that kind of stuff. I think that's all. It's all just a game that they play. You know, so. Anyway, but I saw this poll and it said, this is the best-selling beer in America. Best-selling beer in America. So I thought, all right, well, let's just see what the best-selling beer in America is. So coming in at number 9, Heineken. Okay. Heineken. What? Heineken. Okay. Heineken number 8. Natural Light. I think that's an Anheuser-Busch beer.
I was like, what is that?
Natural Light. I have no idea, but I think it's from Anheuser-Busch, the Budweiser people.
Oh.
Number 7, Busch beer. Busch. Number 5, Miller Light. Miller Light.
Wait, these are the worst ones?
These are the best-selling beers in America. Number 6, Coors. Coors,
oh my
gosh, banquet of bottled beers.
Oh,
Number 7 is Corona. I'm sorry, this is actually number 4. Number 4
exactly,
is Corona.
Baby.
Corona.
Okay,
number 3,
that's a little bit better than any of them, but yeah.
Modelo.
Yeah. That's a
Negra,
Mexican.
Negra,
yeah.
Modelo.
That's good.
Beer.
Okay, that's good.
Have you had that, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have some out in the garage. Yeah.
Huh. How's it compare to Guinness?
It does not compare. They're totally different.
Oh, okay.
It's more Mexican.
There you go. Okay, all right. Number 2, Michelob Ultra.
Gross. These are
and
all
here's
like
the
flavored
here's
water.
The,
hi, Shannon.
Yeah, all of them. All of them except for that.
Yeah.
That
those
Mexican
two,
beer.
Yeah,
Maldo. What is it? Modelo?
Modelo. Now you're going to make it so I can't say it. Modelo. Modelo?
Modelo.
Modelo.
And the number 1 selling beer, according to this survey, is Budweiser. No, oh, man. I mean, you know,
Lewis
really?
Loves Budweiser. Oh, I
right.
know it's
know.
So wrong. I
know.
Can't stand any of that stuff.
I know. And then, but what got me was, is I looked at this list, and you know what
Welcome
they all have
one,
in
two,
common?
Three.
You know what they all have in common?
Hmm.
They have great marketing. They are out there. They are selling their products. They are great marketing out there. So
yeah,
a lot
well,
of
they
advertising.
Started selling them to the young boys at right out of high school. So then they're
right.
just hooked on it.
Right. A lot of advertising. A lot of advertising and out there, you know, and everything's a big party. Everybody thinks party. Yeah. Lowenbrow. Good
yeah,
grief.
That's
Puddles.
The what I didn't know that was still around with the lion. Right?
Yeah,
there's a lion on the front of it.
I haven't heard Lowenbrow in a long time. Hey, man,
yeah,
Kate, did
I
you try to call
that.
In? I thought I hit you. I thought I'd give you the invite to come in. Okay, so anyway, so I saw that, and I thought, all right. And then at the end of this thing, it says, check out the worst cheap beers
Hi,
in Chaka. America. Okay, so this is the worst cheap beers in America. All right, so number 5. Hold Hold on a second.
Hi, Mark.
Oh, wait. Number six. Number six. The worst cheap beers in America. Now, remember what number one was, right?
Budweiser.
Well, guess what number six is on the worst cheap beers? Budweiser. Yeah. Yeah. So on one survey, it's the highest selling beer in America. And then the next survey, it's the number six cheapest worst beer in America. Go figure. Number five in this survey is Ice House.
Never heard of it.
Never even heard of it. Number four in this survey of the worst beers in America is Busch. Busch.
Yuck.
Number six, the worst beer in America is Keystone. Keystone. Yuck. Keystone is nothing but Coors with a name change because it's bottled by the Coors Brewing Company.
Exactly, Radio Project. I was going to say all of those beers they taste like aluminum or like a can.
They do. There's not a good taste at all in any of these. I remember me and my brother, we took my sister Kathy to the store. She wanted to buy some beer when we were visiting my mom. So we went to the store and she goes, "Oh, I got to have me some Keystone. Got to get some Keystone." And my brother goes, "Well, here's some Coors." "Oh, no, I can't stand Coors. Coors is the worst beer ever. I want Keystone." And me and my brother look at each other, and we look at her, and we go, "You do know that that is brewed at the Coors Brewing Brewers, right? And it is Coors beer, just called Keystone." "No, no way." So we showed her the can, and she goes, "Huh, well, I'll be." "So do you want Coors or Keystone?" "Keystone." It's like, come on. Okay, all right. So let's see. The number two worst cheap beer, Natural Ice. Remember, we said we didn't know what that was. But I think that's an Anheuser-Busch, because it's got the Anheuser-Busch seal on the can. Okay, and then the number one worst beer in America, Milwaukee's Best. I didn't even know they still made that. Milwaukee's Best.
That's funny.
So there you have it. There you have it. Oh, man. I just can't see. And that's why I don't believe polls. You know, one poll tells you number one thing is this is number one. And then the next poll says it's the worst. You know, it's like, come on. Come on. But I will say this. Outside of maybe that dark Mexican beer, Modelo. Yes,
Modelo. Mm-hmm.
Outside of that one, I don't think any of them are probably any good. I don't like any of them. They're all watered down crap beer. I'm just going to say it. Crap beer.
Yeah.
Give me a Guinness any day. Guinness. All right. So there you go. I just couldn't believe it. I had to share that with you guys. Budweiser.
Don't believe everything you read.
No.
Stella Artois. Love it. That's a good beer.
Mm-hmm. Really? You like that one?
Stella Artois? Yeah. I like Stella Artois.
Now that's where's that from?
Italy, isn't it?
Italy? I believe so.
Isn't it an Italian beer?
I think so.
But it's probably made in America.
And the name has something to do with stars or something like that.
I think so.
Stars in the sky or something. Yeah. I don't know if I'm sure I tried one. I'm sure I tried one, and it was all right. I didn't really care for it, but it was all right.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Let's see. No, it's Belgium.
Belgium. J-Baby just said Belgium.
Belgium.
Yeah, J-Baby, you are right.
She's
there.
Faster than me. I know. I'm like trying to read this little thing, and I'm like, nope, hey. Belgium.
Oh, J-Baby says J-Baby. That's her favorite. That's her favorite beer.
Oh, isn't that funny? I love that too. I think it's good. Welcome.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. And I'll have to check out that mandolin beer that you were talking about. Mandolin.
Mandolin? What are you talking about? Welcome,
Modelo.
Brian. Modelo.
Mandolin.
Ay, ay, ay. Bloody American. But I couldn't. What would a Mexican Spanish person say to you? Bloody American.
Bloody American, yeah.
You can't get it right. Welcome, YT.
That's what they would say, yeah. But no, I tell you what, in my opinion, nothing beats a good Guinness. I love a Guinness.
No, it is good. That is good.
Yeah, we were drinking Guinness. We were at your house.
Damn gringo. There you go, J-Baby. Thank you. That is exactly what it would be.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Jeez. Okay, we'll call you Bloody American over here, and then you're a damn gringo.
Oh my. Whoa.
That's funny.
Whoa, jeez.
Well, they would probably be calling you other things that are inappropriate for this show.
I could say them because I don't know if they're inappropriate or not. I mean, I don't know. I just know what I've been called. I mean, you know, I was married. My kid's mom is Mexican. And I was married to her for what, 25, welcome, 26 Anna. Years? And every time I went around her, you know, her parents' house, Pete and Annie, I thought my name was Bendejo.
Oh no.
Because that's all Annie used to call me. I thought that was my name, you know.
Work,
people say, hey, what's your name? Hey, I'm Jim. Jim Burke. Hey, and but my name in, what's your name in Spanish? Bendejo. Hey. Hey-o. What fun.
That's
family.
Funny.
Yeah. I didn't know. I never knew what it was. You know, now that I think about it, I don't think Patty ever told me what it meant.
No, she was.
She just laughed when her mom called me that.
Oh, your mom?
her mom called me that. Yeah, she called me that.
Oh, I thought
all.
It was the dad. Oh, my gosh.
Mom. Danny. You know, the person that ran the house, Annie, you know. I'd go outside and Pete would be out in his shed and I'd, you know, why are you out here in your shed? You know, and then he'd look at me and just shake his head and I go, oh, okay, I understand.
Hypoetic.
Hypo. Bad first impressions. Well, I don't know if that was I guess you could say it was the bad first impressions. They didn't. Yeah, they did not like me.
How you feeling? You feeling good still? I hope you're feeling good.
Hypo. Hey, you know, I just read a thing and it says that everybody thinks that, you know, pregnant women like people coming up and going, oh, look, can I touch your belly?
I would never do that.
This thing said women do not like people touching their belly.
Well, especially if
leave
you don't
them
ask
alone. I know.
Why? I mean, that's kind of.
And it's funny.
Get out of my space.
Yeah. And Poe says, nope.
Hi, Raging.
And I believe that. I believe that. And I have never did.
I've never been like that either. No. Come on. It's somebody's body.
Yeah. Leave their belly alone. Leave the little belly alone. Yeah. Poe smack you. I know. Oh, she says her Steph neighbor does it. It's Steph annoying, isn't it? It's like just annoying.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
You don't do that without asking.
No,
you don't know, you shouldn't ask anyway.
You shouldn't even ask anyway.
Right.
Exactly.
It's like, why would you ask, can I come up and touch your butt? No. So come on. It's not. Hi, Kelly, yeah. Welcome.
And another thing too, but Grammy got burned on this really bad when we were in England, you know. Because Grammy's the type that if she sees you and she goes, oh, are you pregnant? Oh, that's so sweet. You know, because she just loves little babies and she loves people having babies. And she just loves it. You know, oh, that's sweet. That's sweet. How far along are you? You know, and Grammy's a sweet little lady. I mean, she's nice. Well, we were in England and this lady comes up and she goes and Grammy goes, How far along are you pregnant in your pregnancy? And the lady looks at her and goes, I'm not pregnant. And that was that was the last time Grammy ever did that to anybody. Yeah, because she felt so bad.
Yeah. No.
But, you know, thinking back on it, I think she was, and she was just in a bad mood, and she just got tired of people saying it to her, you know. So I think that's how it was. And she just kind of lashed out a little bit at Grammy. But they don't, from what I understand, women don't like that either. Don't do that.
Well, welcome.
Yeah. Hi, Deb. You would never, don't assume somebody is pregnant. Yeah. No, they might just be a little plump and they don't want to be, you know, brought that attention to. So, I mean, yeah.
It's Grammy just, in the house.
Hi, Grammy.
No, there she is. There's Grammy. Hi, Grammy. She's getting everything ready. Okay, here we go. Get a little invite.
Yeah, she was sleeping hard.
Hi, Grammy.
Hello. Did you really think I was going to sleep in all of this morning?
No. You made it. Don't forget that your friend Gina's here.
Oh, good. Hello, Gina. Hello, everyone.
And Paul is in the house.
Oh, yes. Hello, Paul. Oh, good. That means you're feeling good. I like it. And Miss Dina Joe.
Ooh, yes. Ooh.
Oh, you got a lot of hearts saying and rejoicing right now.
Oh, thank you.
You got a lot of people saying hi to you, Grammy, too.
Yeah. Oh, hey, well, hello, hello.
No, I did not. I did not think that you would not be in the show. I just was not going to wake you up because you were sleeping so good. And I figured once the show got going and you heard, you know, you heard me and you heard the show was going, then you would get up and you would get in there. And so, no, I knew you weren't. And we were talking about, I was telling everybody how about we were at that restaurant at the Meadow Hall Mall in England. And that girl comes up and you go, oh, hi. How far along are you? You're pregnant. How far along are you pregnant? And she goes, I'm not pregnant.
Oh, yes. You have to be careful.
Yes.
She'll never see us again.
Yeah, it's funny. It is just funny stuff.
Ralph says, get him. Yep, that's right. Get him up. Get him up.
But you did look like you were sleeping good. Well, we kind of went to bed a little earlier than we normally do last night. I think I did. I slept like a log.
Hi, BBG. Welcome.
Well, I did too. And it was just knowing that Dina Jo would be in. You know, I was like, oh, hey.
Yeah. You get to sleep a little bit.
Yeah.
We needed it.
So it's all good all the way around, and it's just fantastic. The family's together.
Yes, it is.
Good morning, Eric. I haven't forgotten you.
Well, glad you could make it, and you're here for the special occasion of Dina Jo coming back.
Yes. Oh,
hi,
hey.
Welcome. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Jo and Eric. We got Grammy on the phone. She's in here joining with us. And it's just good to see everybody. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific time. We're a morning show. We're anti-hate, anti-anger. We just believe in having a good time. We don't do any current news or old news. We stay away from current events and that. We leave those for our other friends that have great podcasts, like the Ralph William podcast right there. We live it for them. Mm-hmm. They do a good enough job getting the news and the events out there. We don't need to help them. They do a great job. So follow. As a matter of fact, you can catch Ralph William's podcast before our podcast. He's on a couple hours before us in the morning. So if you're here in the Pacific, you can catch him at about five in the morning and listen to him as a get warmed up for our show. Ralph said he tears them down and we pick them up.
Well, and you also got the John DeVito show, Cummings's Culture, and the Slightly Serious Show, who also do news and discussion on their shows.
Good current event shows. Slightly Serious, Jeremy, Cummings's Culture, like you said, John DeVito. We got a bunch of them out there. And in the evening time, we got great entertainment. We got the Beans and Weenie shows out there.
Hi, Sherry. Welcome.
That you can pick from. So we got friends that have a lot of very, very good shows. And if you're into numerology and cards and readings and that, well, Poe has one. It's called, what is it called? Oh, Holy Shift. The
right.
Holy
and
Shift
she
podcast.
Has a, what does she have a webpage? What is it exactly? You know, Eric.
Well, she's got it on Instagram and Facebook. Okay. She's got
Twitter, and then she's also got her own website as well.
Yeah, I thought she had a website too. Yeah,
and she's you know, she's good for
there
readings.
She is right there.
There she is right there. And
thank you, poetic.
Always great. Always
energy.
Great energy, good wisdom, and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't go by what Poe wrote, not what Ralph wrote.
Well, and those other podcast shows that you mentioned, John DeVito announced on Twitter yesterday that He's going to be doing an interview with Reggie Hendrix, who is related to the legendary musician Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, that'd be a good interview.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's definitely going to be awesome. In case you missed last night's Slightly Serious Show, we had a great interview with weather forecaster Carl Bonick. He's already got the audio podcast published, but he's working on getting the video version along with a couple other previous episodes published on Rumble. So yeah, definitely be on lookout for those.
I read a little bit about John's show, John DeVito's show, and he left me with the impression that now that's Jimi Hendrix's son.
I would think so, unless it's like brother or nephew or somebody else.
But anyway, he's a Hendrix, right? And he's also a magician. A musician. He's also a musician. Mm-hmm. As well, so yeah, that would be a good thing.
I think. Well, he's in the process of scheduling it right now, so stay tuned.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. And we got our music show tomorrow. Music at 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock tomorrow, Pacific time. Haven't decided what we're going to do yet. What are we going to do? Didn't we have? I thought we had somebody gave us a name. They wanted us to do a music show.
I told you I wanted.
Welcome back.
No, I don't see it. I didn't. At least I didn't write anything down. So I don't know. I haven't got anything really lined up for the music show. We did our big band one.
Zach Brown. I want you to play Zach Brown, and I believe J Baby did too.
What was that background?
Oh my lord! Is that what you guys heard?
That's what I heard.
It was
Zach.
You
Brown.
Know who you're talking to.
Zach Brown.
Yeah, background.
Oh, Zach Brown Band. I'm J Baby.
Okay, so we need someone to go with Zach Brown. It would be a good artist to go with. With Mr. Zach Brown.
I'm thinking. You did Eric Church and Jason Aldean last week, or the week before, right?
Yes, we did. Tuttle says Eric Brudo. Brudo? I don't know that person.
Burdo.
Who's Eric?
Or
Burdo.
Burden.
Burdo?
Eric Burdo? Burden.
Let's see.
I thought it was Burdo.
Well, it was, but he left out something. He left it in and put it in the question mark.
The animals.
He is an English singer and songwriter and actor. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Rock band The Animals and band War and funk band War. Yeah. Oh, I remember War.
Well, that's Motown.
I remember War.
I don't know. Raging Cajun says Darius Rucker, Hootie and the Blowfish. We've never done a Hootie and the Blowfish thing.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Huh.
What do you think?
There you go. There's some choices. Write them down.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I'm kind of leaning towards. Sorry, Tuttles. I'm leaning towards Hootie and the Blowfish.
Okay. Well, then you need to write down Tuttles's and give.
Yeah. So you'll have it the next time.
The Animals or War. Try too, or that genre. Come on now.
Man, I didn't realize how bossy you were.
The boss is back and you're going to get in trouble.
Ella, the boss is back.
Welcome, Fred.
Welcome, Frederick.
Good grief. Holy moly.
I love it.
Man, and I thought Grammy was bossy the last 2 days. You're playing catch up for sure.
Ooh, yeah. Banana pancakes.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, hey, speaking
good.
Of that, remember that sandwich I made for Grammy? That French toast, spam, and egg? Gouda cheese sandwich?
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Grammy said when she ate it, she goes, you know what it reminded her of? A Monte Cristo.
It looked like one. It looked like one when
and
you
it did.
Sent the picture. Hi, yeah. Kevin. Welcome.
Yeah, it did. It looked, it tastes so good. And the key, and the thing about the, you know, I'm a, I like Spam. What can I say? But the thing with Spam on a sandwich like that,
yeah,
I mean, you gotta give a nice thin slice, thin. So when you fry it, it crisps up really good. Gotcha. Oh yeah. Yeah. And none of this, you know, when I put it on a sandwich, it's usually like 3/8 of an inch thick. I mean, it's thick, but no, for that breakfast sandwich, I wanted it sliced really thin, and it fried up and got like crispy, almost like a bacon crispy. Man, yes. Oh man. And it turned out so good. Grammy, of course, she had the sandwich with the over easy egg. The over easy egg.
Oh yes, I like it like that too, Grammy. Oh, that, I love it. Like that
yolk ran and all
yeah.
that stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now Tabasco the egg all on it.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The egg I had on mine was the leftover from the, you know, the egg batter for making the French toast. So it was just a scrambled egg, but it was still good. It was still good with that. But no, you got to have that egg with the yolk. Oh, yep. Mm-hmm. Well, see, she bought that special bread. She bought this bread at the store, and it says Texas toast.
Oh,
Texas toast bread.
So
I mean,
thicker.
It's like
twice
as thick as a normal slice of bread. Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
And they even had, I noticed next to it, they had some, it was called French toast, Texas toast. And I could see that it had little specks
cinnamon?
In it. Like, yeah, well, it didn't. Yeah, I guess it is like a cinnamon packet or something. Hmm. But yeah, it had little specks in it. And I thought, oh, I might get that next time. And you can just have it toasted.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there
so
you go.
They're coming out trying to help everybody. All of
make
us
make it easier.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. And especially for all of us novice cooks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, please. The one what? Thing you and Dina Jo are not novice. You guys are some of the best cooks I've seen. You guys.
Oh, I love brioche bread too.
Oh or yeah,
French toast and all of that is so good.
Oh yeah,
you are correct.
Brioche.
You're not gonna do it. Brioche.
Nope. I'm gonna get you a burrito.
Now, isn't that the type of bread that Popeye's Chicken puts their chicken sandwich on? Yeah.
Yes.
That is so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they make hot dog buns too. Remember we had some when we were camping.
Right. They do. And they don't slice their bun like a normal hot dog bun. They
it's
slice
up at the
it
top.
Down the middle on the top.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love it.
It makes more
welcome,
sense.
Super fan.
Yeah.
It makes it a pocket.
Yeah, I like it when they cut it at the top like that too. I know.
Really, it's
the little things.
It's expensive over there, Steptoe, in England to have that brioche,
buns, rich man's bread over here. You know what is so funny, Steptoe, is you can go to Walmart and like Grammy said, you can get hamburger buns, hot dog buns. You get three different types of brioche sliced bread, you know, like chocolate, cinnamon, and regular, all that you can make for French toast. And it's all under, I don't know, three something. It's probably right under $4. But
and
they
that's
have
Walmart?
Everything you can. Yeah, at Walmart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Steptoe, that would be Asda. That would be the Asda store over there in England. Asda.
But it's. I wonder why it's so. It used to be more expensive. You know, of course, it's more expensive than just plain white bread, but
right.
It's to me, it's cheaper than it used to be, and you can find it everywhere now.
That is so good. But I made
it's really good. Welcome, Aaron.
I made me a. I made me a just a regular sliced ham and cheese sandwich with that big thick bread. Oh, I tell you what, that was so good. I love that big thing. There's no way that bread's going to go in a toaster. It just ain't. It's too big.
Yes, it is. They make toasters to put bagels in.
Yes, they do.
Our toaster is not going to take one of those big pieces of bread.
Oh, you haven't even tried.
I don't need to. I can look and see.
Grammy. Mr. Quality's coming out.
Whoa. Oh, Stefan, you walk in too.
Hi, Stefan. Hey, it's good to see you. Welcome, everybody. Hey, if you're new to the show, do us a favor. Hit that follow button, and then you'll get notices that when we're on the air, and come on back and visit us. We're here Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Just trying to have a good time. We don't try to have a good time. We do have a good time. Yeah.
Will do, Jay baby. I will post picture.
I don't have a
Hey, Dina Joan, now we'll see if my theory works.
What is that?
Welcome, lady.
Hi, lady.
Get me to cook.
What he's going to say is, show me it doesn't fit in the toaster. And so then you're going to end up making the toast for him.
No, I'm telling you, it's not going to go in there. It's not going to go in there. We'll be jamming that toast into that toaster. And I need to clean that toaster anyway. The last time I tried to toast I toasted toast in it. It was like, this thing looks like it's going to flame up any minute. I think I need to clean the little catch tray out of the bottom. I think there's too much debris.
Hint, Grammy.
And you know, I super fan. Yeah, he says from you.
Welcome, Brad.
Oh, good to see you, buddy. We have a lot of friends.
Gina.
We eat a lot of that 12 seed multi grain breads because I love them. They just taste good. Yeah. And well, when you put those in the toaster, Nat, you end up having kindling at the bottom of your toaster. You know, it's like
kindling, start
a fire if it builds up too high. Yeah, yeah, that's good.
Well, that's why it has that little sliding door that you take over to the sink or trash can and you pull it out.
Yeah. I got to do that. I'll do that.
Welcome
you know I will. Come on.
Okay. Well, I'll keep reminding you.
What the heck? Grammy got way too much good sleep last night.
No, I didn't. Good morning, Brindalyn.
Well, I was going to say, because I got to do the dishes yet still. I mean, I got a sink full of dishes I got to do. So
yeah, you need to get to that.
Oh, that's only because I was busy in there doing the last of that zucchini.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So you were in his way.
Yes.
No.
Yes. He said I was in the way.
Oh my God! How could he do that to you, Grammy?
Man, Raging Cajun's jumping on board. Do your job, old man.
I know. It would be so much simpler,
Can I get some love out of the chat room, please? I'm going to show the old man some love.
Well, let me pull out my violin. Hold on. Hold on. No.
Eric's abandoned me. He put himself
on mute. Eric put on mute.
He doesn't want anything to do with this.
Eric is in the safe zone.
Eric always stays in the safe zone, and I don't blame him.
He goes, old man, you're on your own with these women.
J-Baby's got a question for you, old man.
You want some cheese with that wine? Oh my god. You guys are something. Looks like Ralph.
Ralph bailed on you too.
Ralph left.
He knew you were getting ready to get it.
He got out of there. You know, Tony's here, but he's being all quiet. Tuttle's, he ain't saying nothing. He's not jumping on a bandwagon.
Nope, he's talking about magnet fishing. He doesn't want nothing to do with you. Hi, Sherry. Welcome.
I love it. Yeah.
Left you hanging.
You're gonna walk out that plank, old man. You're doing it on your own.
And they'll give you a 10 for your dive.
Oh,
you score 10 on that dive. I mean, well, it's squad day.
Oh, I
guess.
Yep.
It is squad day.
It's squad day.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Missing Jess Duck. I didn't see Jess in the house, but.
I wonder where she's at. I mean,
she may have come in and jumped out real quick. Yeah.
Well, I tagged her in the Twitter post.
Called walking with. Oh, that's what.
Mooching.
Mooching was just. Yeah. Walking. Mooching was just going for a little walk.
Yeah. And then he throws out that magnet.
Magnet. Yeah.
Catches stuff.
Yeah. It does his troll. It's not trolling. What is it? No, I can't remember. What they do in the. Yeah. When they. Trolling river. Oh, I don't know. Now you guys
trenching?
Got me all
trenching. I don't know. I have to see.
You got me all flabbergasted now.
He throws it in and then he walks with it slowly, like
And then whenever he grabs a hold of something, then he pulls it up and sees what it is.
You're too funny.
Dredging.
Thank you, Raiden.
Thank you.
Hi, Anna.
Oh, Gina's heading to Vegas tomorrow. Gonna go see. What is that?
Sticks.
Oh,
yeah. Mr. Roboto.
Yeah, Mr. Roboto. Yeah, that's a good
one. Oh, that's going to be great.
Yeah,
well,
I think the Doobie Brothers have an anniversary coming up here really quick, too. The Doobie Brothers, they're going to be out doing some shows because I think it's either 40th anniversary of the Doobie Brothers. I'm not sure.
Welcome, yeah. Man. Home search.
The old man is on the struggle bus today.
Yeah, yes, he is. And believe it or not, he's all by himself. He's the only one on it.
Welcome, PBG.
Welcome, everybody that's coming in. We appreciate you coming in and stopping by.
Oh, yes.
See all you guys.
Yeah. Welcome,
Enjoy the show. Enjoy the show. Hit that follow. Come on back. We're here Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. just having a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Our object, our mission is to get you in a good mood, get you laughing, having some fun, and then when you get out to face your morning, depending on where you're at here in the Pacific North or in the West Coast of the United States, morning or your afternoon if you're on the East Coast or your evening times if you're over there in Europe and heading towards Asia and that kind of stuff. We just want to get you on a good note, getting out there and facing your day or at least closing your day
Phase,
out.
Yeah. Closing.
Good times. Hey, so... Dina Joe, you and Grammy were talking about something yesterday, and I said, why are you talking about this now? You should be talking about it on the show. I don't know.
I don't know.
But you know what? It's almost, you know what? It's.
It's what?
It's time for, this.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock,
you know what time it is?
8 o'clock, rock. Rock.
It's time for Dina Joe's Today in Music History.
Around.
So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down with. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, the hostess with the mostest, Dina Joe.
Thank you. I'm sure it was Ruku's beer. I'm sure it had to do with food that me and Grammy were talking about.
Yeah,
Yes.
All right, but we're going to start this day in music history on September 23rd, the year 1957. The Crickets, Buddy Holly's new band, went to number one on the U.S. singles chart with That'll Be the Day. It was first recorded by Buddy Holly and the Three Tunes in 1956. In 1956, Holly, Allison, and Curtis went to see a movie, The Searchers, starring John Wayne, in which Wayne repeatedly uses the phrase, That'll Be the Day, which inspired the young musicians to write the song. Here is the Crickets with That'll Be the Day.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye.
When you make me cry, say you're gonna leave me.
You know it's a lie, cause
that'll be the day when I die.
That'll be the day, Buddy Holly and the Crickets. Speaking of cricket, if you hear a bunch of little talking and that in the background, that's because I have cricket on. Cricket is on in the background.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll move on to the year 1965. The Walker Brothers were at number one on the UK singles chart with a Burt Bacharach song, Make It Easy on Yourself. The trio's first of two UK singles, number one singles. It would reach number 16 on the Hot 100. Many re-recorded this song, but the Walker Brothers version was the most successful. Here is the Walker Brothers with Make It Easy on Yourself.
Burt Bacharach, huh?
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
It sounds like it.
It does. Sounds like a Burt Bacharach.
Breaking up is so very hard to do.
Yeah, I wonder where he stole that lyric.
Yes, you really love him. And there's nothing I can do.
I have never heard this song before.
Me neither, or the band.
Don't try to spare my feelings.
This is Make It Easy on Yourself.
Just tell me.
The Walker Brothers.
Now, I've heard a different version of that.
Oh, okay.
But I can't remember what group did it, but there is a different one. That's the first time I've heard this version.
Yeah. Well, supposedly it's the most successful. I don't know.
That none of us have ever heard.
Right. And, okay. This next band, I've never heard of them either. Maybe I've heard of the song. Let's see. 1967, American rock band, The Box Tops, started a 4-week run at number one in the U.S. singles chart with The Letter, a number five hit in the UK. The record went on to sell over 4 million copies and received 2 Grammy nominations. Here is The Box Tops with The Letter.
Yeah, you should know this song.
Okay.
Give me a ticket.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Ain't got time to take a fast train.
What I didn't know is that it was by The Box Tops.
I'm going home.
She
wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby.
The Box Tops with The Letter.
Yeah, I did know that one. Now let's see if we know this one. In 1978, 10cc had their third and final UK number one single with Dreadlock Holiday off their album Bloody Taurus. The lyrics about a white man lost in Jamaica were based on a true event that happened to Moody Blues vocalist Justin Hayward and Eric Stewart from 10cc in Barbados.
Hey, AJ.
It was commented that some of the experiences that are mentioned are true and some of them are fairly true. Here is 10cc with Dreadlock Holiday off Bloody Taurus album. Hi, AJ, FJ.
Hey, AJFJ.
Welcome.
I like that beat right there. That's nice right there. That is nice right there.
I was walking down the street.
Ooh.
Concentrating on truck and right.
Now, I've never heard these guys before either,
I heard a dark voice beside of me. And I looked round in a state of fright.
Dreadlock Holiday.
I saw four faces, one man.
By 10cc.
They looked me up.
That's got a good sound right there.
Yeah, now I want to hear the whole thing.
Yes. Yeah. Really?
You know, when you, being you said that, you know, I'm thinking about going back and making a song list of all these songs from our Today in Music History and make a song list and do that on a Friday night.
There you go.
Oh, that would be good. Everybody can enjoy hearing the entire show.
Yeah, hearing them in their entirety. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. All that's right. A good song. Dreadlocks.
Well, everybody is going to remember this band, 1989. German pop group Milli Vanilli started a two-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Girl, I'm Going to Miss You, the duo's second U.S. number one and number two hit in the U.K. In November 1990, a Los Angeles Times journalist reported that the group did not sing on the album. Artesia Records dropped the act from its roster, deleted their albums from their catalog, making it one of the largest selling albums to ever be taken out of print. Additionally, their Grammy was revoked. Here is Milli Vanilli with Girl, I'm Gonna Miss You.
The Fakers.
Quit that.
Welcome, Bart Patrick.
No, Stefan, I had never heard of 10cc.
It's part of Moody Blues, people.
You know, the people that actually did the recording of these songs, they should have said, well, it was us. So they should have.
So it's the Monkees.
They should have gave themselves a name and had them all reissued under those guys' names. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
These are just a couple of pretty boys putting on a fake show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they were showing us their dance moves.
I don't even think they dance that good.
No. Of course, you will.
I'm sorry. I'm going to miss you by the Fakers, Milli Vanilli. Oh,
goodness. Right,
get out of here. Get out.
All
of here.
Right. Moving on to the year 2001. Australian singer Kylie Minogue started a 5-week run at number one on the UK singles chart with Can't Get You Out of My Head, the singer's sixth number one hit. Can't Get You Out of My Head also charted at number one in 40 countries. Can't Get You Out of My Head is a dance pop, techno pop, and neo disco song that is known for its la 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 hook.
Oh,
here is Kylie Minogue with Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Hey!
Get up and dance.
Get those neon lights moving.
Woo! Are you ready? Are you ready? Here we go.
La 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 la.
She has some good songs.
Yes.
She came on the scene and just killed it.
She whirlwind through.
Yeah. She was like the disco of the
2000s. Yeah, and from Australia.
Under that beat, yeah. Get up and dance.
Tells me that she got sick or something. I'm not sure.
She had cancer.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she, man, she hit it running. I'll tell you what, good song.
Oh, okay. Yes, I remember that when we were talking about the song Locomotion, and
that was from 1989.
Yeah, she did do that song. It was one of her first
hits. Yeah.
Anyway, lastly, but on our list today, in the year 2016, Canadian singer and songwriter Shawn Mendes releases his album Illuminate. Debuts at number one on the U.S. Billboard 200. Musically, the album contains music genre pop, rock, and blues. The album recently received generally positive reviews. Here is Shawn Mendes with Treat You Better off his album Illuminate.
Welcome, Divine Knowledge.
I won't lie to you. I know he's just not right for you.
I've never heard this song before either.
You could tell me if I'm off, but I see it on your face.
He's
when
got
you
a great voice.
Yes, he does.
Good music.
Yeah.
All your time in this wrong situation, and anytime you want it to stop.
I know I can treat you.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
What a great breakup. Treat You Better, Shawn Mendes. What a great song.
That is a new one.
Takes off.
Shawn Mendes.
Good job, Dina Joe. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is.
Tina Joe with her Today in Music History.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate all of the work and effort. Turn that thing off.
Oh, thank you, Grammy. Woo! Love it.
Man.
Oh, hey, does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee?
Yeah, old man, go get me a cup.
Who wants coffee?
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Go ahead, Grammy.
Thank you. Dina Jo, I appreciate all the research and stuff that you do on these.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It's I know it's time consuming, and the fact that you break away and do it is fantastic. And you are introducing a lot of us to things that I don't remember ever hearing. So it's all good.
The divine knowledge said that made him want to go get some coffee. We are music lovers here at the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Jo and Eric. And Grammy too. Grammy loves music, and we just love music. And you know, music is very important because it gets in there. You know, it can lift the dark clouds from your life. It can shed some sunlight in your life. It's a mood changer. Music is a mood changer. And, you know, you should always, you know, if you've got a favorite band that you used to love to listen to when you're younger, you know, in your teens and that kind of stuff, in your 20s, break out those CDs and listen to them again. I mean, listen to the music you love, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't care what the genre is. You know, if you like it, play it, and if you play it, and it's going to just put you in a good mood. Music touches your heart. It really does, and it's just great. Everybody needs more music in their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, it's not sometimes I can't always understand the verbiage or the words being said, but the music is what moves the body,
your soul.
It moves the soul.
Yeah,
yes.
You can feel it. Yes.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I agree.
A big amen to that is I love Hindi music. I love music from Southeast Asia. I love that stuff, and it's got a great driving dance beat to it. You know, the pop Hindi hits and that kind of stuff. And I don't know a lick of Hindi. I don't know a lick of Hindi, but I do know one thing: they produce some great dancing, heart pumping, feet tapping music there, boy. And I mean, it's good stuff. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff. So you need to get out there and enjoy it. Speaking of which, is AJFJ still in the chat room?
I think so.
He has a music show that he puts on.
Yes.
And it's Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. Pacific time. And he's got his music thing going, and he's from that area, and he's producing putting out a music show, and he does a different variety of music within his music show, you know. So, see, J-Baby's
Russian dance.
Her man,
music.
Steve, has her listening to Russian dance music. I tell you what, there is just a ton of great music out there.
Oh,
you know,
definitely.
You just need to just get out there and start listening. Bring music back into your life. You know, if you're feeling depressed, you're feeling like the world is against you, everything's got you down, chances are you're not listening to any music at all. Start firing up those old tunes. I love the 70s. I love 70s music.
Gosh. Yeah.
And I just crank it and I love it. I just love having music. I'll sit in here with my headphones on and you know, listen to music.
And then the ninja strikes.
It scares me to death. But get that music going back in your life again. I'm telling you, get that music going in your life. Doesn't matter what you like listening to, you know, listen to.
Yeah, there's a music for everything, single emotion that you're ever feeling. There's always something that'll help you through it. And any of these devices we have Patrick's in our houses nowadays, we can just say, hey, Alexa, play 70s music, and she'll play 70s music. So, it's going to be surround you. So,
yeah. You go, hey, hey NSA, or hey FBI, play some, play some 70s rock and roll for me. No, I'm serious. No, we're serious. We're serious about that. Hi, Real Patriots boys.
Hello,
we're serious about that. Get that music cranking in your life again. Get it going. I mean, you'll feel a whole lot better. You really will. Because music, what is it? What was that in that King Lear song? Music soothes the savage beast, you know, and that's
It does.
Shakespeare. It's a Shakespeare play. But the actual translation of that is not, we'd never say it right. It's music soothes the savage breast. And what that means, breast back then is the word for heart. And what it is music soothes the savage heart. And it really does. It gets in there and it touches our hearts. And it just gets you, you know, it can change your mood. It really can. We are musical beings.
Oh, we are.
We are musical beings. You know, and how do I know that? Because there isn't another species on this planet that can produce music. We're the only ones. You know, animals, they'll howl. Animals howl and they communicate, but they can't produce music. They can't write music. But we can. Oh, yeah. So get out there, get some music going in your, and sing. Well, I don't sing very good. None of us sing very good.
Oh, I can't sing at all. But I don't care. I'm going to sing now because makes me feel good. So whatever.
If we could sing good, we'd be making money as singers. Yes, none of us can sing. As a matter of fact, the choir that we have here at the Old Man's Podcast Show with me, Dina Joe, Eric, and Grammy, we sound like a bunch of drunk sailors. We don't care. We love singing. We love singing.
That would be awesome, Cajun.
But see, that's the drive and the push that I have for our Friday night music show. I just want to get music out there for people to listen to, you know. And I play a lot of the stuff that I like. I play music that I like to listen to. And thanks to Dina Joe, you know, because she has a larger library of music floating around in her head than I do. She's introduced me to other artists that I've never heard before.
Yeah.
So I'll go ahead and I'll set up a night to play their music, and I'm hearing stuff I've never heard before. And I tell you what, it's great. It's great music. So be sure to tune in Friday. If you just want some music for a couple of hours to just do the dishes or just have some fun, or you're chit-chatting with your friends, put it on quiet in the background. Just come in, join us at 8 p.m. Friday nights for just the music show. I mean, it's all about the music, all about the music. So,
Cajun was talking about.
Thanks, Real Patriot.
Yes, thank you very much. Zetco music. I'm probably Zetco. Saying it. Am I saying it wrong, Grammy? Do you know how to say
I have Zetco? No idea. That's how I kind of pronounced it in my head, was Zetco.
Okay, and it's the Korean, southwestern Louisiana, Zetco, looks like Korean, what did he say?
Zetco, is it Creole?
Creole, yes. Yeah, Creole. When you do the washboards and all that stuff, it's all kind of upbeat.
Boy, that's going way back, and that's for a Friday night, So are you... Raging Cajun, are you going to be...
Are you going to do it, or did you want the old man to do it? I thought that would... Because that would be fun for a Friday night.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Real Patriot. I appreciate that. Much love back. Yeah, I would love to. I mean, I see a lot of names. Buckwheat Zico, music by Buckwheat. The Island Def Jam music group. Ooh. I'm sure they're just great. What I remember of hearing it, haven't heard a ton of it before, but it is seems like a fun time. You have it during a party or something because it always seems upbeat.
Yes.
That would be awesome, Regan. Let us know.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to listen to it.
J-Baby just sent me a YouTube thing. It's the Little Big Sky BD. Sky BD, it's an official music video.
The Little Big Band?
Little Big, it's Little Big, and I don't know, is this the name? Sky BD. I don't know. Never heard of it.
It's a band? One of Steve's favorite Russian songs.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Hey.
Ooh, no, that's good workout music.
I like it. Yes.
I'm calling. I'm calling. Calling on you to say I want you. I want you.
Yeah. That video is awesome.
I like that.
That video is awesome.
Isn't that, you know what that reminds me of? Remember that commercial that used to come on that has that little old, shows that little old bald-headed man getting off the bus, and he gets off and he's like, you know, just barely moving. And then it seems like that music starts or something similar. And he just starts jumping all around. Am I thinking of the right thing?
I don't know what you're thinking of, but I think, I don't know. But when you said the little old man getting off the bus dancing around, I don't know. But that's great stuff. Thanks, Jake, baby. Thanks for that.
I want to see it now.
Awesome. I don't know how.
There you go. A Raging Cajun Save Me. Six Flags commercial.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. T. How you doing, pod people? You're the pod man.
Yes.
Easy, everybody.
Come on now.
No, I'm just kidding. Don't start on me again, please.
Oh, yeah. You
open
careful.
The door every time.
Yeah.
All we have to do is crack it, and you go busting
you walk right
in.
Through it. Yep. Ready to get
Hello,
back.
Rick.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know how to forward other people's messages like that. So I'll try to figure out a way. Or if J-Baby can just send that to you, Dina Joe. That I love that. That is awesome, man.
Bye, Steptoe. Have a great day.
Music
bye-bye.
from around the world, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah. You know what? And it's nothing that I thought Russian music would sound like.
Oh. Yeah.
You
know?
It sounded,
sounded awesome.
Oh, thank you, J-Baby.
Yeah, those big, those dance beats, I mean, they're just, I mean, you know, that stuff will always be with us. Seems like it will always be with us because that's what techno music and disco music was all
Actually
about,
English.
Was that big
okay.
dancing beat, you know? Mm-hmm. And then it went from the dance floor to the gym.
Thank
Everybody
you,
works
J-Baby.
Out with that music cranking in the background. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that gets you going, you know, get you out there walking around. Yeah. Walking around out there in the garden, listening to that stuff. I'll tell you what.
did you see what J-Baby? She said she worked with the old man. He was the Bronco, the mascot for the Broncos.
Really?
What? Isn't
what?
That so?
What? See, that, that seems like a pro sport thing. Pro sport music.
Thank you for
thing,
joining us, Tiptoe.
You
have a great day now.
Like you'd be having in a basketball arena, you know, that halftime come, you just be pumping that music and the cheerleaders are out there dancing. Oh, yeah, that's some good stuff right there, man. That is just some good stuff right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good music. That's what we're talking about, people. That's what we're talking about. Get that music in your life. Get that music.
Hey, Rock.
Hi, Rock it out.
Get that music still on. Get that music in your life. Get it going. Hey, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. If you're new to our podcast, hit that follow button and come on back. We're here every morning, Monday
Ooh.
Through
Hi,
Friday.
Hi, Mammy Hill.
And,
welcome.
And we're just having a good time, having a blast. This is what it's all about right here. Yeah.
Oh.
Good time.
Welcome, WW Dom.
WWE.
Oh, good morning, Mike. It's good to see
Dina
you.
I noticed that. Yeah. You know what? I need to talk to a homeboy. Now, does Eric, maybe you know this. Does he do The Rock? I know he does
talk
a Muhammad Ali.
I would imagine so, but Tuttles would probably know.
Yeah.
I know he does a Muhammad Ali and I know he does a Mike Tyson. But he needs to do The Rock.
That would be awesome. Al, hello.
Awesome.
I missed you.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We just appreciate y'all. Anyway.
He is.
Yeah, I'm going to need to talk to him. I'm going to need to talk to El Gato.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I want to know if he can imitate my voice.
Oh, he, nobody wants.
What? What were you say, Grammy? What?
Oh, I was reading.
Oh.
She
was reading. She caught
herself. Bye, AJFJ. Have a good day.
She caught herself, you know.
Have a good one, everyone.
Eric, that's Libby. She sent the video to you on Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Thank you.
The video is, yes. The video
I can't
is
wait to look at it.
Oh, he
welcome, Smokey McPot.
Yeah. What? Welcome, CBT. Welcome.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everybody.
Nice to have you.
Great day.
Safari.
Great day it is to be alive.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
You know what? It's Thursday, man. It's
welcome,
Thursday.
Giants girl.
This is pre-Friday. This is pre-Friday. So tomorrow's Friday, the end of the
welcome
week. You've
Giants
made
girl.
It. You struggled through. You know, you dealt with everything that life is sent to you and thrown your way, all the obstacles. Friday's tomorrow. You made it. You're gliding into the weekend. Gliding into the weekend for a well-deserved rest and good times on the weekend. That would be a great time to crank up those old stereos and hi-fis.
Yeah.
Does anybody know what a hi-fi is anymore? I had a hi-fi. I had a hi-fi. It was like the precursor to stereo systems. A hi-fi. Yeah. Had it in my room. It was my mom's old record player. I moved it into my room. When Big Penny moved out of the house, I took her room. I put the hi-fi in there, and I'm cranking music. I got it blasted. I got the door shut. And outside the door, I hear this. Turn it down. Jimmy, turn it down. Turn it down. She's yelling at me and everything. So I opened the door, and the music's still blaring. I opened up the door. The music's still blaring. I'm looking at my mom. She's got the mean, mad mom face on. And I go, just a minute, Mom. Let me turn it down. I can't hear you. Oh, if looks could kill, she would have done me in right then. She had that look on her face like, I brought you into the world. I will take you out.
I can take you out.
Yep.
Oh, good times.
Zydeco.
I would say Zydeco. I would pronounce it Zy. Oh, well, he's got the pronunciation right there.
Zydeco. Oh my gosh, Grammy, slap him.
Zydeco.
Zydeco. I know.
Now, the Willow Zydeco. 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 I don't know. I don't need to get into all that. I have a hard enough time saying my own.
Zydeco.
He's trying to help us. I'm saying it, but call in, Raging Cajun.
We got a few minutes.
Sudoku, you know the puzzle?
Yes, that's what I was
that's
thinking.
That's what I was thinking after when I was trying to pronounce it.
Yep.
Raging Cajun, welcome, buddy. You're on the line. What is it?
It's pronounced Zydeco.
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 Oh. All right.
Oh, okay. Wow. You're just Zydeco. And it's Creole, huh?
It's Creole and Cajun. They both of those genres overlap.
Zydeco.
Zydeco. Oh,
yeah. I mean, you look at it, they go, yeah, Zydeco, of course. Yeah. Zydeco. Now that you know how to say it. Yeah.
Co. Yes, that last one I was getting stuck on. Co.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, Raging Cajun. I'm not a, you know, Steve. I'm not a telephone answering type of guy.
But you know? thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I thought you put it in there.
So
hey,
much,
if Raging. The old man would answer the phone, I'd tell you how to say it.
That right there, of course, is Chris King's friend.
Yes. Yeah.
Thanks, Raging. That's who's
Raging.
Crazy King.
Crazy Kane.
They used to have a podcast together in the morning.
Well, I think Crazy Kane mostly co-hosts like with Ziller's show, and I think you know, Crazy Kane's a frequent Raging Cajun show when he's on.
Oh, Tron Cat, I am playing with the idea of doing a show of those guys. All the old crooners.
Awesome. Oh yeah,
oh, the Rat Pack, yes.
All those guys. Oh yeah. because they we had a lot of fun with the big band sound, the big band song night.
Welcome, Mary.
Yes. So why not? Let's look up these guys. I'll see what I can put together for a song list for that. That's my take a little bit of work. Those guys could sing. I'll tell you what, those guys could sing. Frank Sinatra. Look into the history of Frank Sinatra and how he actually did his music. The guy was a perfectionist. He would spend weeks to a month just on a line in a song, just so he could get the enunciation and everything just perfect. Otherwise, he wasn't going to sing it. That's how much of a perfectionist he was with his music, Frank Sinatra. And yeah, he's got some great music. You know, great some music. Oh. And that'll be a lot of fun.
I'm going to definitely look forward to that Raging Cajun. He's saying that he's going to try to put one together for next week, hopefully. So on that.
Oh, one of those music shows like that?
Sadako, yes.
Oh.
Sadako. Oh, that
one. Need to let us know. Come into the show and let us help you promote it. And so we can get that going. That would be fantastic, man. That would be fantastic.
Yes, it would.
Hold on a second here. Hold on. Hey, but anyway, speaking
of music, we're about to wrap up.
Yep, it's that time. We've got to get out of here. The day's over. Our show's over. Thursday's coming to an end. Get out there. Remember, this is pre-Friday. Get ready to have a great day tomorrow and slide into the weekend. Hey, Bobcat, you just caught us at the end. Eric, you got some shows you want to plug real quick?
I checked the Podbean live. John DeVito should be going live in about 4 minutes. Hopefully he had a last-minute change, so be on lookout for him and be on lookout for impromptu Mike Tampa Bay and Cummins Culture as usual, and definitely be on lookout for Elgato's Homeboy 88 podcast if he goes live, which I'm sure Tuttles will probably join him. And you've also got Hugh Bell and Tuttles doing Talk Hard later, along with Scooter and Spikey doing the Beans and Weenie show and trivia edition of the Slightly Serious Show at 9:30 p.m. Eastern time, since we couldn't do trivia on Tuesday. But and of course, Ralph is back tomorrow morning, and we're back tomorrow morning with our TGIF show and Friday Night Music show, and Thanks, many more great podcast friends coming up over the weekend. So make it a great Thursday, everybody.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. Yes. And if anybody's interested, the Mumbai Indians, the cricket team that the old man is follow, is stinking today. They're stinking. So anyway, Grammy, you got any final words for everybody?
I just want to say thank you all for joining us and welcoming our little girl back. And have a great day. Know that we all love you, especially Grammy. Grammy loves you all. And also, my words for today would be, love and respect yourself. Others will follow.
There you go.
One more thing. Continue to keep Milt Dog in your thoughts and prayers as he makes his recovery. Thankfully, he does not have COVID from what I've understood.
Good.
I guess he did a show from the hospital yesterday.
He did. But the trolls that are going around spreading malicious rumors, don't pay them any attention, is all we say.
You know what is really sad is that they're coming out when people are hurting. They came out to me and they've come out to him. And it's like
just a bunch of cowards. If you see him, block him. You guys that have podcasts, if you see him, block him. And now I've been waiting to do this.
Oh, yes, you have.
A final word.
There it is.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world that's out there wanting to bring you down ruin your smile, because it's not going to bring me down. Have a great day. Love you guys so much, and can't wait to see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
I flat refuse to try to even attempt to do that while you're gone. I go, nope, I'm waiting.
Thanks
again, everybody, for tuning in to the Old Man's Podcast Show. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. every morning. We're here for you. We want to get you in here and have a good time and have some laughs and giggles before you go on out and face the day. Don't forget our music show Friday. tomorrow at 8 p.m. We got that music show coming up. And it looks like it's going to be Zach Brown and Hootie and the Blowfish. Do you want to go first, Dina Jo?
Zach Brown.
Zach Brown would be first. All right. All right, everybody. Well, thanks. Thanks for coming out. Have a great day. Hop,
hi, you paid off. Oh, yes.
Glad to see you, though.
Take care, Gina. Tell all those, give those grandbabies a hug from the Grammy in the Northwest.
And that's it. Our music's done.
Love you and God bless you. We'll see you next time, Kristen. We're wrapping up. Hopefully you'll be back tomorrow.
Love you. Bye.
See ya.
Later, Gators. Have a great day. Bye. Oh, yeah. Take this little bit
out of here
with you as you're going out the door. See y'all.